at the end of August, there were some new allegations filed in Cook County Circuit Court that accused Father Donald McGuire of molesting a young boy between 1999 and 2003. And he was already convicted in Walworth County of child molestation on charges that were nearly 40 years old. I believe he was convicted last year and sentenced, but he was out on bond pending appeal. And Walworth County DA Phil Koss wanted to revoke that bond and send McGuire immediately to prison because of these new allegations, saying that he was, in fact, a danger to society.
So this request went to a judge yesterday. What was said on both sides and what was the decision?
What happened is the district attorney said that because of these allegations, McGuire was a danger to children, and that was part of the reason he was set free on bond even after being sentenced and convicted, that he was an elderly man with numerous health problems and would be under supervision, and his defense team at the time said that there has been no further allegations of sexual abuse since the late 1960s. With these new allegations, Phil Koss said that McGuire is still a threat or a danger to society and should be put behind bars immediately. McGuire's defense attorney in this action basically said that that's all these allegations are at this time, are allegations, and they have no bearing. There's no criminal charges pending. There hasn't been a preliminary hearing to show that there's even any probable cause for these accusations. They're just accusations, and that's not enough to put a man behind bars. So Judge James Carlson actually let McGuire stay on bond and continue to fight his appeal from out of prison.
What do we know about McGuire's status in the community? Where is he, and is he going to be monitored? What do we know about that?
He's living with a friend right now, as far as I understand, in a southern Chicago suburb. He's still on a condition of bond. He's being monitored by the Illinois Department of Corrections right now, and he is filing an appeal for his criminal conviction to try and get a new trial, and that process is still pending. He has a hearing coming up in November, and if he is unsuccessful in that appeal, then he will go to prison for the seven-year sentence that he was issued. That would start immediately. He was issued a sentence of 7 years and 20 years probation.